Hi, everybody, and we've got one dinger of a podcast coming up, so sit back and buckle up. We're going to talk about the ultimate jab. Oh, the ultimate jab. It's so exciting, I tell you. As always, thanks for downloading this one, folks. Do appreciate that. And if you know, you can share this podcast and get more people to listen in, that would be great. And thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this, which makes a vast difference to me. So, okay, we're going to get to this topic because the media, the mainstream media, which we really should ignore at all times, is so excited this morning. They've got a weight loss jab which could reduce heart attack risk. Yes, an injection. Oh, they love to say that word. An injection designed to tackle obesity could reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes in people, regardless of the amount of weight they lose whilst on the drug, according to a new study. Researchers looked at the effects of semaglutide, which is a prescription drug that suppresses appetite and is sold under the brand names of, I think it's Wegovy, Ozempic, and Rybelsus. They found that the anti-obesity jabs could also benefit the cardiovascular health of millions of adults. Oh, that's exciting. And they've done some research to prove this. Yeah. Can you guess where the research was done? Yes. University College London. David, did you just say University College London? Yeah. All right. I think we've got a few questions there. Professor John Deanfield, who led the team of researchers, said the generic drug could have a positive impact on blood sugar, blood pressure, or inflammation, as well as direct effects on the heart, muscles, and vessels. And he ran this test 17,500 adults over the age of 45 from 41 countries. He said the findings had important clinical implications. He said it was a miracle, a bit like when statins were introduced. Can you imagine taking statins if you had any sense? He says, we finally figured out there was a drug class that could change the biology of this disease to benefit a lot of people. This was a major breakthrough and has transformed cardiology practice. We now have this new class of drugs which could equally transform many chronic diseases of aging. Well, I know all about aging, but I'm not sure that it's necessarily accompanied with chronic disease. Apparently, after 20 weeks on being on the semaglutide, 62% of patients had lost more than 5% of their body weight, compared with a 10% in a placebo group. Right. So, surely that's not as good then. However, the risk reduction of heart attack, stroke, or heart failure was similar in patients who lost more than 5% of their body weight and in those who lost less than 5%. Around half of the patients that I see in my cardiovascular practice have levels of weight equivalent to those in the SELECT trial and are likely to derive benefit from taking semaglutide on top of their usual level of guideline-directed care. I mean, honest to God, they've got some nerve in this one here. So what they're trying to... Number one, here's the deal. If you want to lose weight so that you can control diabetes, anything else, you just exercise and don't eat as much. That's all you have to do. You don't have to take any of these treatments. And if you've seen... I mean, obviously, if you look at the sort of Hollywood elite, you know, the paedophile elite, you'll find that half of them are like they're rake thin. And we've had people like, you know, Oprah and others who I'm not saying is paedophile, but I'm saying Hollywood elite. And they've said, yeah, we've taken these weight loss drugs. You know, they work brilliantly. Look at, have you seen, what's her name? Sharon, Ozzy Osbourne's wife, whatever she's called. I've seen images of her looking absolutely horrific because she's been taking this weight loss drug as well. So all the elitists are taking this, or many of them are taking this to lose weight. It's so much easier to take a jab than to exercise. I mean, I exercise 3 times a week. Most of my life, certainly in the last 20 years, I've exercised as much as I can. I know that it does me good. And I know that I see the difference it makes, you know. So a combination of that and not being a glutton and not putting the wrong things into my mouth or drinking the wrong things, that's all you need to do. But now these people are saying, ah, but look, it's not just weight loss this wonder drug's going to give you. It could reduce heart attack risk. Is that the heart attack risk that's increased if you take the COVID jabs, by the way? Is that that one? Maybe we could look at, maybe University College of London could do an investigation into the elevation of heart disease post-COVID jabs. What about that? No, because, of course, there's no money in that. They're going to flog this one. This whole Ozempic weight loss drug, this this is definitely a real worry, because they're presenting it as it's a wonder molecule. This molecule they found is such a wonder. It's the skinny jab, apparently, in Hollywood. The skinny jab. I mean, trust me in this one. In about 10 years' time, or maybe less, when all the final information comes in, people are going to be horrified at what they've been taking. But then the doctors will turn back and say, well, no one forced you to take Ozempic or any of these other treatments using this semaglutide molecule in it. No one forced you to take it. You chose to take it. Did it reduce your chance of getting heart disease? I mean, how do you really quantify that? And as for the weight loss, if you are unnaturally bringing about weight loss through injecting stuff into your body, I can't believe that's going to end well for you. I really can't. So, yeah, the media is bigging it up. And, of course, it's all part of the we've got a jab for every ill. It used to be a pill for every ill. Now we've got a jab for every ill. And the jabs themselves, to my mind, are Frankenstein-type things. And personally, I would stay completely away from them. If I want to lose weight, I just exercise more and eat less. That's the way it's been through history. You do not need to take these treatments. Thanks for listening.